is Jane. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Blinded by your sex appeal. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Not saying things have to get that far, but I do wonder where sex appeal is in classically masculine clothing in general. You could literally drop a knife on a lot of it, because the things that are appealing to people are sex appeal elements. You can even tone down sex appeal in situations where you do not want to emphasize it, like in a workplace. The other thing that is really important about how we teach sex appeal is you can turn it up, and you can turn it down. From there, the person can learn how to increase sex appeal with whispers, and to lower their vocal pitch so it sounds more enticing, but the fundamental vocal pitch has to be alluring. You could have a woman that has had all sorts of surgeries and might have parts that she thinks are more perfect, but if she does not understand the language of sex appeal, then she will be less attractive than women that do. In fact, from studies on sexual attractiveness in work, we know that women perceived as being more feminine are perceived as being stronger, more attractive. Just like Kimberly Lawton, everybody I talked to, inside menswear, and out, agreed that what you wear does not determine sex appeal, it is how that clothing makes the wearer feel. We tend to think that in order to improve our sex appeal, we have to change how we look physically, be it by dieting, increasing our muscle tone, applying makeup, or wearing hot pants. If you can learn how to stand a certain way, if you can learn how to make yourself look more sexual by using more appealing body language, if you can learn how to look more confident, if you can make yourself seem more sexual, then your ability to draw in people of the opposite sex will improve, and your ability to make yourself look more attractive period will also improve. You might be curious about these surprising ways of making yourself more attractive, too. Ultimately, all this is to say, sex appeal is much more than simply untying some buttons on a dress shirt. If you watch runway shows at Fashion Week recently, you may be able to spot glimpses of sex appeal in menswear. Sex appeal becomes the first thing we notice as we scan the room. It causes us to strike up conversations with women who have no other interests in our minds, and also causes us to overlook attractive or godly women because their faces or bodies are unappealing. Viewing women first as potential sexual partners changes how men see women. It influences what we evaluate of them, and it warps how we relate to them. One of the things that Kelly loves about marriage, the way it was designed by God, is that it frees us up from seeing women as potential sex objects, where physical appearance is the most desired characteristic. If Kelly is committed to my wife post-marriage, mentally and physically, I am not going to strip women down in my head, and I am not going to pay more attention to stereotypically attractive women than others, because I am not viewing them as potential sex objects. If Kelly is committed to having no sex before marriage, I will not be hanging out with younger women on the basis of whether or not they would look good in bed. I think that there are some who simply assume blind people are incapable of feeling sexual attraction, and it is just nuts. Some people assume blind girls just love everyone because we cannot see, but this is just flat out wrong. It means blind people need to directly interact with the person before we feel sexual attraction. Blind people cannot look at someone's beauty from across a room, make eye contact, or read body language. Physical touch often plays a much stronger role in sexual attraction in blind people as well. They have also suggested that women's creativity might be attractive to men. However, they did not control for this possibility in the present study. Again, the reproductive status of females could be a significant factor influencing the attractiveness of creativity. Men may increase their sexual attractiveness by investing in an aftershave with nice scents, or a douche, so I would imagine smell plays at least a role. I think that a really good-smelling guy who has a nice voice is hugely appealing. I am also a British grad, so I love a man who uses language with an articulate manner. Women who have thinner arms and thinner loins are not as attractive to me as someone who has more definition in her body. Open body posture can also be associated with trust, regarded as a crucial aspect of sexual attractiveness in both
men and women. While sex appeal depicts Avery as a perfectionist who simply has not prioritized social achievements, and is attracted to a person's intelligence rather than their physical attributes, the film's conclusion suggests there is more going on than this. Sex appeal chose never to explore Avery's differences fully from the perspective of her labels, and by doing so, never comes off as weird or different, which works in sex appeal's favor. Avery is simply presented as a young woman trying to navigate falling in love and having sex, which is immensely relatable, even though her methods might differ from yours. It is more that she simply is not wired to express love or care for another human being the way that most humans are. Sex appeal follows Avery as she sets out to learn all that she can about having sex, after her long-distance boyfriend tells her that he is ready to take things to a new level.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.